Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I'll be your host today. It's great to be with you this morning on this beautiful sunny day in the Bay. You just love these mornings. They're fresh and clear, and that's why we pay those extra taxes. Just enjoy this wonderful weather. For those of you just joining me for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here. That's because I am an attorney and a financial advisor. We are broadcasting live right now from our little studio in the basement here in downtown Oakland. It's, I'm proud of Oakland. It's becoming quite a little city here, development everywhere. And read a fascinating article this week in the New York Times about what's going on here in Oakland and how people are being displaced and how there's this controversy going on. And so, you know, there's always something in Oakland. It's just it's an interesting city to drive around in and be part of. It's just keeps life real. So if you want to see something kind of interesting, come over here and check it out. Anyway, if you have any questions about something just happened to you this week, maybe you're in a big fight with your siblings over a piece of property, or maybe you're trying to take care of a parent, you don't know what to do, you're spending all kinds of money, then give us a call right now. We can help you. You can always tweet me a question anytime you want. Anything ever comes up and you just want to know what the Sandman would do, go ahead and tweet me at PYA Radio anytime you want. And of course, that will not be, where they block it. It won't be blocked because you heard the Senate hearings this week where the CEO of Twitter said, well, we don't block content and everything's fair. It was kind of interesting, wasn't it, all that? I love how Google didn't show up. There are five questions that every wealthy person should ask. What are they, you want to know? You see, over the years, I've discovered that there's a handful of questions that wealthy people and those wanting to become wealthy need to ask. And most importantly, get answers to. You know, if you want better answers, what? You need to ask better questions, right? Whether you're already wealthy or you're hoping to be in the future, you need to know the answers to these very important questions. So that's why on today's show, I'm going to go ahead and walk you through the five questions that every wealthy person needs to know. If you're wealthy or on your way to becoming wealthy, then you can't afford to miss this episode of Protect Your Assets. So keep it right here. Now, let's get started. Does that make you smile? It makes me smile. Go see Nacho Libre. Anyway, coming back to reality here. Stocks fell the first day of the year for September. This was obviously September's trading day, started this week, and September and October are always very interesting months for the stock market. I don't care how far you go back, if you've been doing this a while like I have, you kind of get nervous when September comes around because you remember the Lehman failure. Do you know Lehman failed just about 10 years ago? I mean, the anniversary is coming up here pretty quick. All kinds of articles about that failure and the comparisons to then and now. And I'm going to talk about that in a second here with the economy. But anyway, stocks fell. And Thursday, we had a tech tumble. I don't know if you're watching tech on Thursday, but they had the worst week for tech pretty much all year. Business was pretty good, though, overall. And I think stocks should go higher. Unless, of course, there's some unforeseen problems. What are those? We'll talk about that in a minute. Nice shirt. For the week, the Dow was off 0.2%. S&P was down 1%. And the NASDAQ, that was really the big loser, down 2.6% for the week. Yesterday was National 401k Day. Do you know that? Do you have a 401k? You remember what year the 401k started? That's right, 1980. You remember why it started in 1980? It was, well, because of ERISA. Anyway, but 1980 is when it started. And you know why it started? It started because it was supposed to provide a Band-Aid or a supplement to people's pensions. That was the idea originally when it started. In other words, you weren't going to lose your pension, but you would have some sort of a supplemental income. Well, guess what? The 401ks have pretty much replaced most pensions because, as you know, you don't have a pension anymore. A lot of people just don't. And there's also a big question about what if you do have a pension and what about all these unfunded liabilities out there when it comes to pensions? I think that could be another crack in the armor because if you think about the amount of pensions that are outstanding and underfunded, that really trumps the housing crisis we saw in 08. So how are they going to fix that? I mean, that's a big issue. And we'll see. We'll see what goes on there. But I think that might be a problem coming down the road here. Get this, as of the end of 2017, and we know this because of the filings, you can't figure out 2018 yet, but as of the end of 2017, because of the filings, there was, get this, $4.8 trillion in 401k. $4.8 trillion. Can you believe that? That's a lot. So that's where most of this retirement money has been going, has been going to 401ks, and now we're getting real close to $5 trillion. That's a big number. Anyways, let's talk about the economy because that's really what it's all about right now. What is propelling all this and holding this all up? You know what it is? It's the jobs. It's really all about the jobs. And this past week, I think if you look through the whole week as a whole, that was certainly the most fascinating part of the week, I thought, the job report. So you had a couple of things happening. Let's talk about it. First, you have the best labor market in a generation. We saw this with the August jobs report. Now, they had 201,000 new jobs. The unemployment rate was at 3.9%. And wages, this is the big one, wages went up 3% from a year ago. And that means people are making more money. Now, you may say, so what? It's not a lot of money. But still, it's more money. And that is something that we've been talking about. As wages rise, what's the Fed going to do? This is the big question. This is really the big question because Chairman Powell said it. He said, and he pointed this out recently in some of his testimony, he said the last two recessions, followed financial market excesses rather than inflation. Some people can argue right now we're seeing excesses, right? In the market, you can just feel it's kind of high. Should it go higher? Yeah, it could. There's arguments for that. But it's not necessarily about inflation. And so what's really going to control whether or not this goes down is going to be the Fed. The Fed's going to have a lot of impact on this. And if they raise too quickly, if they feel that they need to raise to curb, say, inflation, or rising wages, things like that. And they do more than everyone's saying. And what are they saying right now? Listen, everyone out there is saying they're going to raise twice. The Fed's going to raise twice more this year, particularly after that information yesterday. I don't think so. I'm going to stick with my prediction, which is that dog is really cute. They're going to do it once in September and then in December. I don't think they're going to do it. So if they don't, well, I think the market's going to like that quite a bit. So I think it's still going to be a pretty good end of the year here, maybe 3 to 5% more. And so you just have to really take stock of what you have, look at what you have, see where you've made your money, maybe move some of it around. But overall, the job market looks pretty good. The ADP private payroll number came out Thursday. This was up 167,000. Now, it's not so bad. And the expectations going forward are the job numbers are going to go sub 200,000, so in the 160, 150 range over the next couple of years. It's still pretty good. And we're seeing unemployment. This is another big area to look at when it comes to jobs. People filing for unemployment benefits. Get this. The weekly jobless claims we saw last week, this is the lowest level since 1969. Can you believe that? Lowest level since 1969. So there's a lot of really good things happening overall in the economy right now. Things that haven't happened forever. And so, you know, I got to say, when you hear President Trump talk about, well, I've done things no one's ever done. Okay, he's being a little bit optimistic. But the fact is, there's some pretty good things happening right now from an economic standpoint. And you got to look at that, because if you're in the stock market and you're thinking about these things, you're thinking about your bonds and so forth, I think you got to pay attention to all this because it does matter. Okay, so what do you need to watch out for? What could bring all this down? Well, I think the end of this month is going to be very fascinating. Why? Because you have Italy. Italy's coalition of the far right and the populist parties later this month have to come up with a budget that's going to work. And if they don't, then I think this is going to have a problem for the EU. Because this could be another crack in the armor like you saw with Greece. And this could start a whole nother problem. So pay attention to that, because that is going to be important. And that could, again, you never know where this is going to come from. No one knows. It's the little things, right? So little things that crack, there's a fissure, and bam, the whole thing falls apart. And that's kind of how it usually goes. But right now, from an economic standpoint, our economy looks pretty good. So don't forget about that. Next week, Indy cars are going to be at Sonoma Raceway. And I am so excited about this because our local guy, Alexander Rossi, I'm sure you know about Rossi. He's quite a guy. And this guy can drive. And right now, he's just behind Scott Dixon. Scott Dixon's going for the championship. He's 29 points ahead. That's not a lot. And if Rossi beats him, he could take it away. And that'd be great for the Bay Area, because Alexander Rossi is just quite a guy. I mean, a guy can really drive. And you got Joseph Newgarden in there, who's also from the U.S. Will Power, who won the Indy 500. Those two guys are tied in third place. They're 87 points behind. So it's going to be a really interesting weekend around Sonoma. And if you guys are over there and you want to go check it out, you should, because there's all kinds of fun activities for kids. There's cars you can climb around and terrible food. And I'll be there. And we're actually going to do our show from there. So next Saturday, this show will be live broadcasted from Turn 1 at Sonoma Raceway, also known as Infinity and also known as Sears Point. And I'll be doing my show right there from Turn 1. And then guess what? At 9 o'clock when I finish this show, I'm going to jump in my own car, assuming it's fixed. And I'm going to do some laps and try and qualify. So yes, you will see me out there. It'll be exciting. Come check it out. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, how much does it take to be considered wealthy in America? I bet you want to know. I'll tell you what that number is. It's all coming up next. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to tell it like it is. Stay tuned for more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. The Sandman.
At times I just don't know how you could be anything but beautiful. Think that I made for you, and you were made for me.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
And I know that I will never change. We've been friends, the rain or shine, for such a long, long time.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. The Sandman and his team are dedicated to tailoring an income strategy to protect your assets and create income you can never outlive. Call right now for your no-obligation lifetime retirement plan at 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander. I certainly don't sound as good as he does. Gordon Lightfoot. Wonderful, isn't he? Also known as the Sandman around here, you're listening to Protect Your Assets. on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. So over the years I've been doing this, it's going almost 25 years now, I've discovered there's a handful of questions that wealthy people and those striving to be wealthy, well, they ask. If you want better answers, you have to ask better questions, right? Whether you're already wealthy or you're hoping to be in the future, you need to know the answers to these very important questions. That's why on today's episode of Protect Your Assets, I'm sharing five questions every wealthy person should ask. Ask me a question. Anyway, let's get started with how you should define wealth. What's wealthy? Well, Charles Schwab did a study recently, and this was called the Modern Wealth Index Survey. And those who are wealthy have, quote, lots of money, end quote. Okay. What does that mean? What's the number? Well, according to, again, this Modern Wealth Index survey, to be financially comfortable in America today, I guess it depends on where you live, you need, get this, and this is just financially comfortable, you need 1.4 million. Yeah, 1.4 million. To be considered wealthy, well, that number is 2.4 million. Mm-hmm. But let's get into it a little bit deeper, shall we? I'm going to peel the onion here as we started out with Gordon Lightfoot and the layers and just the texture. I enjoy this. So let's dig into some deeper things. Let's ask, what makes you feel wealthy? Is it being able to afford anything you want? You know that feeling you're walking around, you see it, I'm like, I'm going to buy that, and you do. Does that make you feel really good? Is it having a loving relationship with your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, family, friends? Or is it realizing that money is nothing more than fuel? It's a resource, just like anything else, that lets you have choices. And if you don't think about what you're working for, you're going to die rich, but you're not going to live rich. And think about that. That's really important. Living rich. I've met many people over the last 25 years of doing this that have more money than they can spend. I mean, seriously. And they still haven't figured out how to live, quote, wealthy. How to really satisfy themselves. It's just not easy for them. In fact, as they get more money, there are more problems. And you've heard it. It's true. So let's start with something simple this morning, shall we? I want to ask you a question. What makes you feel wealthy in your daily life? Think about it. Maybe write them down so you can reflect on those throughout the week and realize how well you're doing. Because maybe you do really enjoy spending time with your family. Maybe you like taking time for yourself. You know what I mean? By yourself, up on a roof, outside of a moving garage door for 5 minutes. Just taking it all in, right? No guilt, not thinking about work. Or is it having a type of meal or a particular restaurant you like to go to? Or even having food delivered? So many ways to have this done now. What about being able to afford Netflix and binge on like 7 or 8 episodes of The Punisher? I mean, all this stuff is fun, right? You can just sit there and enjoy it. And that makes you feel good. Maybe if you like that. But anyway, Spotify or even have an Amazon Prime. I mean, these are all things now that are out there that, let's face it, if you have some money, you can buy them. You can enjoy them. And I'm going to argue this morning that having access to proper health care and being able to help out your close friends and family financially, and this is important, without impacting your life. And just waking up in the morning and being able to physically enjoy your day are really all signs of doing something right, of being really wealthy and doing it correctly. Because if you can do that, you have a lot to be grateful for. Your health can change at any time. And it doesn't matter how much money you have. As you remember, as the great Steve Jobs. Remember how much money he had and how well he did? Didn't matter. Once that came down upon him, it was over. Didn't matter. So think about that. Get out there and try and make yourself healthy and try and enjoy what you enjoy. And don't get down on yourself if you're not at that magic number I started out with, okay? Because that is quite interesting, isn't it? So listen to this. Whether you've saved $250,000 or $25 million for retirement, chances are you're facing some pretty tough decisions right now. Like, how do you turn your savings into a steady retirement paycheck once you decide to stop working? Because as I started out in the first segment, you most likely have a 401k. You don't have a pension. And how are you going to turn that 401k into monthly income when you stop working? How do you protect all that money you've been building these last 10 years and live off of that? And, you know, something bad happens in the market, doesn't derail your plans. Well, if you're just joining us, I'm talking today about the five questions that every wealthy person must ask. And that first question, regardless of how much money you saved, is an important one. Because I've seen some of the wealthiest people lose sight of this question. And that question is, write this down, what am I worth? What am I worth? Sounds pretty simple. In fact, you're probably starting thinking about your property, your assets, a magic number. But people, even the wealthy, don't have any idea of what they're worth. And it's usually caused by the fact that they have stuff all over the place. And I can't tell you how many times I've met people and they have like 9 or 10 different accounts all over town. They've taken diversification to an unhealthy extreme. I had someone this Thursday night, we were doing a workshop in Mountain View, and he pipes up, well, it's asset allocation. And I just looked at him and said, you don't know what you're talking about. Because he didn't. He really didn't. He was looking at one little thing instead of the whole picture. It's like a painting. You really have to see all the pieces of the painting and know how to use them to make your life the best it possibly can be. So I just remember back where I had a client actually this past week that got me thinking about this. Now, he's a very wealthy guy. And he asked me how he could loan a friend of his $300,000. And as we started to go through it, it became apparent to him, I already knew it was a bad idea, but it became apparent to him that it was a bad idea. Why? Because he could end up paying gift taxes on that money. He'd have to pay income taxes on that money. He's already in a high income tax bracket. And on top of that, he was taking on a lot more liability. So even though he meant and wanted to help somebody out, this was not the right way to do it. And how would he know? It's not what he does every day. So how do you take inventory of all your accounts, your real estate, your financial assets, your savings accounts? I know you want to simplify and coordinate all of these assets in a written plan so you can get everything working together in harmony and maximize what you're doing. So let me first start out by saying that this is a foreign language. I can see things you don't because I've seen many, 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 many situations. And if you don't know where to start, you're not alone. You need to start by talking to somebody who has a roadmap to take you from where you are now to where you want to go. Someone who's qualified, knowledgeable, and experienced, who can educate you on how to get your house in order. That's why it makes a lot of sense to me with our team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these sorts of situations every day. Now, in our office, we have a CPA. We have 3 estate planning attorneys and 15 financial advisors who work as a team to help you get your house in order. We can help you understand what steps you need to take so you don't make any mistakes when it comes to your taxes and your assets. This is all contained in my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. You can find out exactly what kind of steps you need to be taking right now before you waste any more time or money. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, savings account, then here's what you do. Pick up the phone right now. Talk to a nice member of my team. They're right there waiting to talk to you. Live people right here in Oakland. Give them a call. For the first 10 callers, you can have your very own Protect Your Assets Life Plan created for you specifically. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, it's 888-588-5818. This will be free, but you have to call right now. Pick up the phone, talk to a member of my team, 888-588-5818. Call us now. What are five questions? I already gave you one. There's four more. What are the four questions now left that the wealthy need to know? I'm going to talk to you about it next. It's coming up. So keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. As an investor, you absolutely need to know about all of your fees. Learn what they are and how to potentially reduce your fees by calling the Liberty Group for a no-obligation investment fee analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. To set up your personal appointment, that's 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. If you want to see the Sandman race car racing around next week, come out to the Sonoma Raceway as the Indy cars come to town. We're going to have a pre-race. It's the Formula Challenge, and you'll see me out there. I'll be doing my best. I can't promise any victories, but it'll be fun. And that's all that matters, just having a good time. All right, listen, you've tuned into this week likely the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial life. While other shows this weekend may be busy pitching you the annuity of the week or an expensive collection of mutual funds, we help you explore the most important financial and retirement related questions that you want answered. Today is no exception. If you're wealthy or you want to become wealthy, you need to know the five questions that every wealthy person should be asking. So last segment, we started this out, and I found that one of the most important questions that every wealthy or soon to be wealthy person should ask is this: how do I protect and still grow my wealth? Because after all, this is the Protect Your Assets show. So this was quite fascinating. There was an article out there, and this appeared on CNBC. This was where the super rich keep their money. And we're talking about people who are worth a billion. Went from anywhere from $10,000 of worth up to a billion. And get this, the higher the net worth, the less they have in mutual funds, the more they have in stocks, managed accounts, and the more they keep illiquid. So I would encourage you to take a look at this because it's quite fascinating. So let me give you some examples. Here, let's just say that you have someone with a net worth of a million. Liquid assets, not a bad little chunk of money there. approximately about $100,000. Now, to the right of that, the primary residence. Now, this was, it's interesting. Folks who have a net worth of $100,000 then jump up to $1 million and then to $10 million, the value of their real estate, or in terms of their overall percentage of assets in real estate, go down quite a bit. In fact, for those worth $10 million or more, looks like roughly 10% of their net worth is in real estate. You may ask, well, what are the other things? Well, things that they have are things like retirement, pension, IRA accounts, life insurance, cars. And this was fascinating. For those folks who are worth $100 million to $1 billion, the value of their cars are infinitesimal. For the ones who have $100,000 or $10,000, the value of the car is quite bigger. So if you're throwing all your money into a car, maybe not a good idea. You know what the biggest asset that the super wealthy have? So we're talking about people $100 million to $1 billion. What do you think the biggest asset is for them? Business interest, right? So stock options, owning their own business. The billionaires have over 60%, 60% of their net worth in their business. That's fascinating, isn't it? Because think about it. The businesses are pretty much illiquid. I mean, you can't just run out and sell a business. It's not that easy. It's possible, but it's not something you could just cash in tomorrow and, you know, pull money out of the bank. So I think if there's any lessons to be learned from this chart, which is quite fascinating, you should read about it. It's, again, this was Where the Super Rich Keep Their Money is the title of CNBC. And they have a nice little chart here, what assets make up wealth. And it has a distribution of assets across different tiers. And you can see what these folks have their money in. And so, you know, if you're trying to become a certain level, just copy those who are already doing it. Right? That's kind of simple. So think about it. Take a look at it. It might have you thinking a little bit differently about how you spread your money out. And so think about that question. How do I protect and still grow my wealth? Well, if the folks who are super wealthy have most of their money in businesses that they control, then that says a lot, doesn't it? Because then they're principally controlling the outcome of their future, despite what the markets do. For those, as you can see here, who have $1 million to a $10 million net worth, a big part of that is life insurance and retirement assets. And so maybe you never thought about that before. Maybe you never thought of life insurance being a component of your total net worth. And you should think about it a little differently, because there are types of life insurance policies. Ones I like are called fixed indexed universal life. These are fixed policies that protect you when the markets go down. So if markets go down in value, you don't lose the cash value you've built up. You don't lose the any appreciation you've seen in those indexes. And so this is a way where you can protect what you've grown and still have it grow in the future if the overall market continues to go higher. Now, here's one, another one that they say, the financial guy at the bank, your 401k person, they are all saying they can help you invest your money, right? You walk in the bank, first thing that happens, someone walks up to you, hey, I can help you with your money. Maybe the teller refers you over to somebody sitting at a desk. But if everyone says they can do it, and it really were that easy to guide you to and through retirement, then why would you even need a financial advisor? Maybe you've done well and bought real estate, or you lucked out on Amazon this year. It's done really well. And now you're sitting on a ton of equity. Are you done? No, you're not. Because this is really the most important time to look at what you have and speak to somebody or a team of people who know how to manage this wealth. Because this is what I found. I found that the wealthy who are not afraid to admit They don't know everything. And this is so important. And we have this happen a lot. A lot of you come in here and you're super smart and you've done very well at what you do. But then do you know it everything? Do you? And that's why you're sitting here, because you need someone to help you, right? Because you realize that you don't know these things. You're not good at this. You don't do it every day. And they ask a better question. They focus on what they are best at or what they enjoy the most. And then they ask this question, which is the question that you have to ask. This is another one of the five questions. Write this down. Who can I trust? Very good question. How do you know? Well, first and foremost, you need to consider yourself as someone who is open-minded and open to new things. And that was what fascinated me about this article I read this past week about Oakland. It was in the New York Times, and it was talking about this new change that's going on in Oakland with real estate and with people who are living here and what's happening here. And it's fascinating. This is not the first time this has happened. It's happened in the past. And so you need to open your mind to new things and realize that maybe you're not always right. Maybe there's another opinion out there that also is worth considering. And maybe you're listening to me right now and you feel pretty good about everything because you got lucky and the markets have been pretty good. And your real estate is up. Stock portfolio is up. Your retirement account, your 401k is now a 401k. Remember the 201k? Those days will come again. So there's no need for you to change right now, right? Because let's face it, nothing bad has really happened yet. And I know you remember Jack Welch because that guy made GE incredible. What a great company that was. And what Jack said back then, which I think are very wise words, is change before you have to. Why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a change? Waiting until something bad happens is probably the worst thing you could do. It's like putting a seatbelt on after an automobile accident. It's going to absolutely do nothing for you. You know you have to put that seatbelt on before you put the car in gear. You need to get in front of this right now and keep more of what you've earned and what you've grown before something bad happens to you. Because if you don't, and we've all seen this before, this could derail your retirement plans. It's really that simple. And you're listening to me now, and that's your sign. Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track, wondering if you're going to have enough to do all those things you want to do. We can help you. In our office, we have a CPA. We have three estate planning attorneys, and we have a group of financial advisors who work as a team to help you understand the things you don't know. This is all in our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, you're going to learn exactly what you could be doing to maximize and protect your assets right now. Find out the things you don't know. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, other type of savings account, then here's what you can do. Pick up the phone right now. Call a member of my team. They're just sitting here with nothing to do. They want to talk to you. Give them something to do. They're bored. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, you will have this done for you at no charge, but you have to call this number. Be one of the first 10 right now. 888-588-5818. How can you stay invested but lock in your gains after all these years? Find out. Dial this number, 888-588-5818. It's time for a quick break, but when we come back, find out what you can do to minimize your tax bill now and in the future. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets, so keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you feel overwhelmed trying to plan your own retirement? It may seem like a daunting task to make your money last in retirement. Well, you're in luck because David Hollander and his team at Liberty Group have a proven track record of success to guide and prepare you for your financial future. Call the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. And now, back to Protect Your Assets.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. One great way to get yourself lined up for retirement is to attend one of our workshops, and we did one last Thursday night down in Mountain View, and that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of clients asking good questions, and Mark, our CPA, was there, and one fellow had a really good tax question that we helped him with, and I believe his son was there with him, and you could just see in their face the relief that they received just by being there. It was amazing, and that's the kind of reason why I like doing these things live, so you can ask your questions that you have and get them answered. So we're going to be doing another one this Thursday in Walnut Creek at Scott's, and then the following week in Mountain View again. I'll be back there again at Don Giovanni's on the 20th. If you want to sign up for them, we still have some seats available, but they do fill up and we do close them out. So go to our website. How do you sign up? Go to the website, libertygroupllc.com. Again, libertygroupllc.com. Click on the workshops tab. And when you're in there, you can just click register and sign yourself up. Bring a friend. Bring your son. I want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Jack Myers, Dana Topping, Maureen Feldman, Matt Bradley, and George Yaron. Happy birthday to all of you. Hope you guys have a great birthday. No one likes paying taxes, do you? Do you feel like you're paying too much in taxes each year, and maybe this year in particular because your California tax is no longer deductible? Did you know that? So the fifth and final question every wealthy person should be asking right now, today, is what can I do to minimize my tax bill now and in the future? Great question. So as I mentioned, in our office, we have a CPA. And we believe in integrating your taxes into your financial life. How do you do that? Well, we have the plan, the Protect Your Assets Life Plan. And in there, we have something called the Cash Flow Analysis. And in the Cash Flow Analysis, there's a whole separate section on taxes. And what's really neat about our plan is that your income from your work, from your real estate, from your investments, it all integrates into our software that we use. And we can calculate and show what your taxes look like given what you're doing. And what's really helpful about this is as you're driving down the road to retirement, you can see things popping up next year or the following year, or maybe even 5 or 10 years from now. And you can start to do things now to adjust that result. In other words, lower the tax. Because let's face it, we know the next 5 years, the tax code is going to be at this level. It's not going to change till 2023. And if that's the case, how do you take advantage of the rules that are there right now, these lower tax rates that are there right now? You need to take advantage of these. You need to get on top of it now. Don't wait until it's too late. Find out about how to do it and ask yourself, if you do this, what will your retirement actually look like? Will you be able to do all those things that you've been talking about, dreaming about with your family and your kids? Or are you going to be struggling? Are you going to have to go back to work if the markets don't behave? I've seen this happen too many times. Hopes and dreams are only going to take you so far. You mean well. We all do. But things don't always go the way that we want them to, do they? So retire successfully today. You need a retirement game plan. You need your real estate to coordinate with your investments, with your income from Social Security. So I'm going to make this easy for you right now. Here's how you get started with my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. If you save $250,000 for retirement, then pick up the phone and call this number, 888-588-5818. We're going to go into your taxes, into your Social Security, into your annuities if you have them, your life insurance, everything, your real estate. We want to look at that. And if you're satisfied with our analysis, then we can work together to implement your plan. Call this number, 888-588-5818 to get yours. This will be absolutely free. No cost to you, but you have to call now. The benefit of doing this is now you know. There are no more questions. There are no more unknowns. There's no more sleepless nights. Stop worrying about this. Call this number, 888-588-5818, and get a fresh opinion. Again, call this number, 888-588-5818. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all the fabulous producers back in the team. Thanks, Matt, at the studio for helping out today. Without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.